ABC Radio Australia.
There's a new man at the helm of Cricket PNG, and he's made the commitment, which overseas coaches employed in Papua New Guinea are often reluctant to make, and that's to live and work in the country full time. Tim McCaskill has taken over as head of high performance and as coach of the Barramundis after years of experience with Cricket Victoria in Australia and in Sri Lanka. His first big task is coming up in May, when the Barras will set out on the road to what they hope will be qualification for the T20 World Cup in Australia and New Zealand in 2028. And after a prolonged period of turmoil over pay and conditions prior to his arrival, Tim McCaskill is confident he can get cricket and PNG back on track.
And essentially for me, all I've been concentrating on is what we have, where we're going. Not too worried about what has taken place in the past. All I can do is concentrate on what we've got in front of us as a group. We've got the Barocco Motors Big Bash coming up during March, which is the T20 performance competition for the greater cricket community. So there's players from outside the squads that are flown in from other regions, and there's a wider talent pool within Port Moresby and other communities that get the opportunity to play in that tournament. So that'll be my first real opportunity to see what the talent footprint looks like. Then following that tournament, we are full on into our preparation for the May series in Japan.
In terms of working out the makeup of the squad for the T20 qualifier, you're starting with a blank page essentially, and the team might look very different from the team that last took to the field for PNG.
Potentially. It's like everyone. Many eyes see different things. The way I look at a cricketer might be different to the way others have seen a cricketer. I might see potential and be looking to invest time, effort and energy into that. So we'll be taking our best available team to that tournament, regardless of whether it's a mixture of last times or new ones, and it'll be what we're deeming the best available at that time.
What about the situation of the captaincy? Is Asad Vala still number one in that role?
From where I'm sitting, yes. There's also discussions that have to take place to see where he is and what he's wanting to do, and at some stage there does need to be a transition and an opportunity to start a fresh qualification cycle might be it. As is currently playing cricket in Melbourne, and you know, I haven't had the opportunity to sit down one-on-one with him to talk through that, but from what I've seen, Sese Bauer, he's emerging as someone that's driving high standards. So those captaincy discussions will be something that takes place in the March period, and then there'll be board meetings and decisions will be made at that time.
And when you look at some of the results that have emerged from the current T20 World Cup, Nepal nearly knocked off the English, the Italians had a win, and PNG can not just be a match for those teams, but beat those teams at their best. So there's really something to aim for here in terms of getting them back to where they were maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Absolutely. And the beauty of that tournament being on at the moment is you've got the opportunity to point everyone towards that and say that could have been you, and what do we need to do to get there? So, you know, I'm certainly using that tournament and teams that are in that tournament now as motivation for everyone that's here to say, you know, we've got to push hard and we've got to get fitter, faster, stronger. And that when the opportunity presents itself, beat them again like we have in previous years.
And you travelled to Nepal with the national women's team. And arguably, I mean, they're ahead of the men currently, aren't they, on the world rankings? And they've been doing better over the last year or two.
On the rankings, yep, they have been. They went through their series of qualifiers and put themselves in a position to go to the World Cup. Unfortunately, we stumbled on the last hurdle to get into the first sort of checkpoint in that tournament of making the Super Six phase. We got beat by the USA in the last round, and that was probably one that got away. And that would have been you're in the Super Six, and then when you're in the Super Six, you're potentially one of four teams. And again, when you look at that tournament, the Netherlands have gone through. They beat the Netherlands when they played their series in Thailand at the back end of last year. We've been competitive and beaten Scotland at other stages as well. So they're certainly touching the line. Got to just lift a few areas of the game here and there to just make sure we cut that tape ahead of others.
Past experience includes working with Cricket Victoria, working with cricket in Sri Lanka, but this is very different to what you've experienced before, or is it?
It's vastly different where, you know, you're working in the Victorian system and pushing players into the Australian system in a very different cricket environment with more players, more depth, more access to facilities and equipment. Then you go to Sri Lanka and it was completely different experience in that you're going to a country that lived and breathed the game, and so you didn't have to try very hard to get everyone motivated. But the experiences in Sri Lanka are probably more that I'm drawing on when I'm in this environment here, in terms of just that natural ability of players and the sort of untapped talent pool that's available. But the thing that's vastly different is what you get access to in those main, you know, tier one test playing nations. You've got access to more, where as an associate you're high performing with what you have available. And you know, I'm based here in Port Moresby, my wife's here with me, we're sort of saying that there's no opportunity to make inroads in the game if you're not all in. So I'm definitely all in, but it's still really fresh. You just got to try and look at what you've got and say what we're going to make from this, and no excuses, and push ahead.
And that's Tim McCaskill, the new head of high performance at Cricket PNG and head coach of the Barramundis, and on the line from the place he calls home now, and that's Port Moresby. Tim was talking to Richard Hewitt.